Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
How much do you know about the T's and C's of your home insurance policy? I guess, like myself, probably a lot of you might not know a huge amount about it until you find yourself needing to rummage through the home insurance policy after a leak in the downstairs part of the house in recent days. I'm sure a lot of you have questions, queries about your home insurance. If you're changing premium, whatever the query, get it into us. WhatsApp number for your voice notes either, actually. 087 1400 106 is the number. Give us a call. 1800 453 106 is the number. Jonathan Hare, Managing Director of insuremyhouse.ie, is with me in studio today. I can't be alone now and not being wildly familiar with my home insurance policy, can I, Jonathan?
No, and I think insurance companies don't make it easy for people to understand either. There is a lot of terms and conditions and different rules that each insurer applies. They're not all the same policy. None of them are. And I've said on this show before, I think that anybody who has home insurance should definitely use a broker to take it out who will explain the differences between each policy for you.
The biggest learning I've had in all of this is, you know, it's actually when you sit down and you go through the policy and then, so you know, plumbers come into the house to talk about what needs to be done. But even just having actually getting access to an independent assessor or somebody to act on your behalf.
We'd always say with claims that are maybe more complex or slightly complicated that you should also always appoint your own assessor. And there is plenty of them out there that are, if for example, a flood claim. If you have had a flood claim, I would say to everybody who's in that situation, get your own assessor, appoint them yourselves, and they will liaise with the insurance company and go through the details of the claims, and they'll be able to show you where the damage is done and potentially where future damage might be done as well that you won't be aware of yourself.
Just all the things you wouldn't think of. Curtain boards.
There's a lot.
Like, yeah. Plastering the walls, painting, like loads of things.
And unless you've had that happen to you before, you will not realise the potential future damage that the water damage claims in particular may cause.
Oh, it's a minefield.
It really is.
087 1400 106 is the number. Right, listener questions. Does house insurance cover the materials or the work being done or both?
I'm guessing that this is somebody who is
building. It
might be a new build themselves, which there is specific home insurance policies for. So you would buy a self-build policy. You really should buy it before you start any work. This is somebody who may be employing contractors themselves to bring in. If not, and you're bringing a building contractor in to manage a job, well, then the builder's insurance should be covering the materials and covering any works that are being completed and also cover the liability for the site as well whilst the house has been built. There is a specific policy if you're going to do it yourself, which a lot of people in Ireland do. They'll self-build and hire in their own tradesmen to do the work for them. And those policies will cover you for the materials, they'll cover you for the work that you may have completed to date, and it'll also cover you for any injuries that might occur to people who come onto the site, whether that's people working on the site or maybe somebody of the public who might happen to wander onto your land.
I would have thought, though, that the bank would insist you'd have the home insurance policy in place before a drawdown of the mortgage.
They would.
Yeah,
they will. But you would do circumstances where maybe someone who mightn't have a mortgage, though, will just start this project. Mm. And it's only when they're halfway through they realise, I need to get insurance. It's very difficult to get it when you've started the project.
Right. We recently installed CCTV cameras in our property. We always had an alarm, but with having the camera now, we're thinking of disabling the alarm. Will this impact my insurance?
Well, two things.
If
you're getting a discount currently for having an alarm and you disable it and you don't tell your insurance company, you could have a problem in the event of a claim because you've got a discount for having an alarm, but it's not working. So anybody who has an alarm that doesn't work or the monitoring is turned off or you don't use the alarm, don't avail of the discount for having an alarm.
Will Ring doorbell qualify for that now or Google Home?
This is to do with the alarm. So no, because the Ring doorbell doesn't act as an alarm. So it won't set off if somebody, for example, comes through a back window. So it's not going to...
Well, no, you can have it monitored, can't you? And there are features you can have some of the monitors, those...
Maybe that's in a Ring alarm system that I'm not familiar with.
Right,
But the Ring doorbell itself is more of a camera than... my experience, it's more of a camera than it is, say, having sensors on your back windows and stuff around those lines.
So if you have the alarm and it's a monitored alarm and you decide to get rid of it and just install the Ring doorbell, you need to tell the insurer about it.
100% you do.
Okay. I'm thinking of getting a student in to rent out one of our bedrooms in our family home. Do I need to notify the insurers of this?
Yes, you do, but 99% of the insurers will do it and they won't charge you any extra for it. So most insurance companies for one student staying in a house will allow it. There's still one or two insurers who won't do it, but you'll pick up another insurer, no problem, and there won't be an additional charge for it.
Now, how does that work with contents insurance? Because I was in a house share for years and God, we'd awful hassle about rooms having to be locked and all this stuff.
Yeah, their contents won't be covered under the policy. This is your contents policy only covers your contents. There'll be a small allowance for guests' contents, but again, if you talk to your individual insurer, they'll let you know how much guest contents are covered under your policy. But the student themselves may have to take out their own policy.
087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. This listener, Jonathan, says their husband has his own architect business, which he runs out of our house. Would this likely affect our home insurance?
Yeah, so this has become, since COVID, more and more common where people work from home. So working from home where nobody calls your house is fine. Absolutely all insurance companies will cover you for that. If you're running a business from it where people may call to your house, a lot of insurance companies will say no to that. They won't do it. But there are a few who will do it. So again, if you speak to a broker, they'll know which of the insurance companies that do home insurance will allow you to have a small business running from your house. They may ask you to get your own public liability policy to cover people who visit your home for meetings or anything along those lines.
So if you're, you know, nail technician, beauticians, reflexologist.
Yeah, you will definitely have to have your own public liability policy, but your home insurer will, sorry, if you go to the right home insurer, they'll do it. Just because yours says no, you can't do it, doesn't mean there isn't another one out there who will do it. And again, a broker will know which insurers say yes to small businesses in the house and which ones say no.
Listeners wondering, I've recently just submitted a claim against my home insurance. How much likely am I, or what am I likely to see in terms of an increase in my next premium?
So home insurance traditionally never carried a no-claims bonus the way car insurance does, but they all do now. So a lot of them will have, say, a 30% discount for having 3 years claims free. It all depends on the type of claim. Maybe depends on how many claims you've had before that, the amount. That's all going to affect your future premium, but you're definitely going to lose your no-claims bonus on this case.
Will it affect it forever?
No, only for a couple of years. Okay. 3 years normally.
Okay. Listener says, can you put the garden shed under the house insurance?
Yet normally it's covered. The actual value, the outbuildings would normally be covered under your buildings insurance. And then the contents of the outbuilding will be covered up to a certain limit. And each insurer will have a different limit. So, for example, one policy I was looking at this morning, the contents in the shed are covered up to 1,000 euros. But the shed itself is covered under the outbuildings.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Keep your questions coming in for Jonathan Hare from insuremyhouse.ie. This listener's father recently got hearing aids, which they say were really expensive, Jonathan. Can they be added under his home insurance or house insurance?
So this is one that comes up all the time because 80% of the large insurers in Ireland won't cover hearing aids, but there are a few who still do. You have to find the right insurer and they will cover them. You'll pay an extra premium for them. They'll both be insured separately, like sort of the left ear and the right ear. They both carry different serial numbers on them. Yeah. So you give the information to the insurer, you'll pay an additional premium and they'll be covered whilst they're in the house and they'll also be covered while they're away from the house as well.
Why wouldn't they insure hearing aids?
I think it's because they're so small and they tend to get lost quite a bit. So, a lot of the insurers who were covering them have said, look, these are getting lost. But there is still a few who'll do it.
Now, here's an interesting text. Do I need to contact my insurance company if I rent out my house for the Ryder Cup in 2027?
Definitely, you do. Yeah, you do. But they may do it for you, but insurance companies...
You're going to be making a fortune. You can well insure the hike.
And the insurers don't tend to like that they're only covering it for as a rental for the week. So it'll be a difficult one to get done, but you will get it done.
My mum passed away 6 months ago. Sorry to hear that, this listener. Her house is going through probate to be sold, Jonathan. Do we still have to insure for the same?
Yeah, so first of all, sorry to hear about your mother, but in circumstances like this, you should insure it, definitely. It'll be changed, the name of the policy will be now called in the estate of the late.
With executor or something.
Exactly, and then my advice always is to keep the buildings insured, the contents insured. If it's unoccupied, you probably won't get cover for theft of property from the house, so take any valuables out of the house. If you're lucky enough, maybe that you can have a sort of an older son or daughter or niece or nephew move into the house while it's unoccupied, then you'll be able to maintain full cover.
I lost my engagement ring when I was in Spain over Christmas. Oh, this poor listener. How do I go about making a claim in my insurance as I did have it under my house insurance?
Okay, so I'm going to assume that the person had it specified specifically on the policy as a named item, which gives you cover then in the house and abroad and, you know, anywhere. You can, of course, once you've had it specified on your house insurance, you can claim for it. Now, there will be some questions asked. Did you report it to the police in Spain? You can make a police report here in Ireland. There might be some hoops you could go through, but I mean, the insurance company should take you on face value that this is where it was lost.
Now, just with jewellery specifically, because I know people with listeners with, you know, jewellery, sentimental items that they've received or engagement ring or wedding ring and that kind of stuff. do you need to go to a jeweller's and actually get each item valued first and have the certificate to prove that?
It depends on the value. Each insurer will say any items over a certain amount. For example, some insurers will say any items over 5,000 euros, we want a valuation for it. Others might be any item over 3,000 euros, we want a valuation. Generally, where you bought it from, you can go back to them and ask them to give you an updated valuation for the ring. The most common item we would have is an engagement ring. That is the one item that most people will specify on the policy. It's worn all the time. It could get lost or get stolen away from the home, not just in the home.
Yeah, but the value of the ring that you bought on holidays in Turkey or Cyprus could be different here in Dublin.
It could be. You'll need to bring it into a jeweller's in Dublin to get them to value it for
you. So it's the Irish value.
It's the replacement cost.
Yeah, okay. How does rent a room affect your home insurance? You sort of
it'll depend, again, how many people you're putting into the house on each policy. Like the previous caller we had with one student, that won't be a problem. But if you're looking to rent out three or four rooms to different people on a ad hoc basis, then that's going to be a problem with the insurers, and you need to tell them about it for sure.
Home insurance. My house is 100 plus years old, says this listener, Jonathan. I can't find any insurer. The house has been renovated throughout the years, but the insurance companies want proof that the house was re-roofed, re-plumbed and rewired within the last 15 years. Any advice? Where can I go?
Yeah, if they give us a call, I think we'll have someone that'll do them for it. It mightn't be the standard household name, but one or two of the insurers that specify a non-standard type of insurance will do that for us, no problem.
Yeah, so you are an insurance broker, I should say,
yeah,
aren't
so,
you?
So we're an insurance broker that work with all the insurers, home insurers in Ireland, but we also have insurers that will do non-standard risk stuff, like where you might have rooms rented out to multiple people, where you might have a non-standard construction roof, where you may have a house that's older than sort of what a lot of insurance companies in Ireland will accept.
And I presume other brokers will do that.
Other brokers will. Your local broker will have access to these as well.
Tom's wondering, does home insurance cover public liability with regards to even like trees on the road?
It does, yeah. It does. So if your public liability in your home insurance policy covers you for any incident that happens while someone's on your property, the trees outside your property, if you're not responsible for them, it's not going to cover you for those, but it will the ones in your own house.
Now, Barbara's got in touch. She said two recent shower leaks, but all the work has now been completed on with two bathroom refits. Is it too late for me to make a claim?
God, I would think so. I would think it is too late to make a claim. The insurance company would have wanted to have looked at the damage prior to you completing the works. But maybe if you got the contractors to give a full report on what damage was caused, and if you've any photographs or videos of the damage that as well, that might help your case.
We're planning on renovating our kitchen. It's supposed to start next month. Do I need to inform the home insurance or the insurer about this?
I'd always say any renovations or works taking place, you tell your insurance company about it. They won't have any issue with it as long as you're staying in the house. If you're moving out of the house, they're going to ask you further questions like, how long will you be away for?
How long can you be away?
Most of them will say that the house after 30 days unoccupied, that the cover will reduce down to fire liability only. It'll depend on your own circumstances, how far you're going to be away from the house. Will you be calling there every day? It's one of those conversations that you'll have to have with your insurance company.
Jonathan Hare, Managing Director of InsureMyHouse.ie. Jonathan, thanks a million.
Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you very much. Questions.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With InsuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.